If you've been doom scrolling, you are not alone. Same here. So today I want to talk about that and how it ties into. So we'll get right into it. So why is it so hard to unplug, right? Not just distraction, but platforms like these are designed to capture and manipulate your attention at a chemical level, and they do it at a global scale using big data centers, cloud compute. And a lot of the biases of the people that own these monopolistic companies are baked into those algorithms. They are maybe trained, even AI may be trained on totally neutral material, but it all begins to sound the same because, the decisions are being made by the same people. So we're going to talk a little bit about Kyle Shaikha, rhymes with Micah's book, Filter World, which digs into how algorithms have flattened culture, shaping not just what we see, but how we experience media. Finally, I've finally received it in the mail. We've got They Might Be Giants, Sapphire Bullets of Pure Love, and the B-side, which is Stella, which we'll talk about. I'm going to do a throwback to a previous episode where we talked about some of the gimmicks and gags that they do in the show. All right, let's get into the first topic. I'm just going to scroll down here a little bit. So, doom scrolling, digital overload. I lost the battle this week. Kept reaching from my phone, got sucked into bad news cycles, viral outrage, the usual. And I'm not perfect. I'm still trying to be conscious of it. I'm trying to use the tools that are built into the phone to kind of monitor my screen time. So it doesn't even matter to me, it seems like, whether the news or the content is positive or negative. The dopamine rush is the same. So I've noticed that even though I'm off social media per se, I still have a Reddit account. I still read blogs and things like that. Social platforms have optimized engagement so efficiently that in a decade, they've basically outpaced a century and a half of psychological and neurological research into this topic. So I'm fighting back. This week, I'm going to be fighting back against it, leaving my smartphone at home, and I'm going to carry this little punked phone instead. So the punk phone doesn't have any apps, just text and calls. It has a calendar on it, but you could like just see that today is X day on, Monday, February 10th. It doesn't let sync up with your date book. It does have some additions for that, but I really just want to carry this and my watch, and that should be able to take care of most of the urgent and pressing matters from urban life in New York City. Anyway, this is an experiment. I'm going to see how it goes, see what friction I run into, and I'll report back next time. I hope this is a topic that's interesting to you. If it's not, let me know. If it is, tell me in the comments. Sign up for the newsletter. I have an instinct that it's actually going to add a little complexity, but I want it to add the right kind of friction, not making my life a hassle, right? That's not what this is about. It's about dipping into the internet more intentionally. Like I said, it's going to be a fast and loose sort of episode. Kyle Shaikha's book, Filter World. Kyle Shaikha argues in it that algorithms don't just recommend culture. Everything is tuned for engagement over originality. And that's why every playlist, every streaming library, every movie recommendation feels the same. But there's something a little bit more sinister under the surface, and that is the biases that are baked into it. He opens the book with a metaphor about the Mechanical Turk, which was a sort of device. Okay, here's a little picture of it. I'll put a picture up as well in the show notes. It was a gift created to impress the Habsburg Empress Maria Theresa of Austria. This is 1769 we're talking about. So basically, this machine could play and win a game of chess. And on it was like sort of this humanoid puppet. It made expressions, it moved the chess pieces around, and even could detect when people were cheating. It played against Benjamin Franklin and Napoleon Bonaparte. Both of these guys lost against this Mechanical Turk. Turns out that as Kyle Shaikha says, what the Mechanical Turk could not actually do, however, was play chess. There was no magic or artificial intelligence driving this machine, no gears that determined its next move. Instead, it was a short little human in the undercarriage of it, and they basically it was a big magic trick. I'm going to read a little selection now. Over the 2 centuries since its invention, the device has become a prevalent metaphor for technological manipulation, represents the human lurking behind the facade of seemingly advanced technologies, and as well as the ability of such devices to deceive us about the way they work. There's a man behind the curtain. An example from my life. Have you ever gone looking for something like really specific? Like some weird album or something, and you felt like you're being herded towards the 10 same things. The more we let platform dictate our taste, the more culture is going to become more safe, bland, homogenized. You're just supposed to consume what's in front of you, right? Don't think about the man behind the curtain. So if we can always rely on the Netflix homepage, Instagram's Discover page, or the TikTok For You page to show us something that we're interested in, then we have less impetus to decide for ourselves. And I think what we save, what we discover, and I agree with him here, forms part of our self-image. He says we often build our senses of personal taste by saving pieces of culture, slowly building a collection of whatever matters to us, a monument to our preferences, like a bird constructing a nest. But the more automated an algorithmic feed is, the more passive it makes us as consumers, the less need we feel to build a collection to preserve what matters to us. We give up the responsibility of collecting. And I would say, since that collecting forms the basis of our taste, the basis of what we will next consume, our understanding of the world, it is actually collecting is that act of memory and remembering things. Have you ever wondered why your short-term memory has been blown by Google, right? Like you don't remember facts that you used to remember. You can't navigate without Google Maps. You lose your sense of orientation in the world. I think that's all I have to say about that. I have blown through the first third of this book since I picked it up yesterday afternoon. It's an easy read. The subject matter is not easy to reckon with. Okay, let's unplug for a minute. I've got some unstreamable music to share. You might be able to find videos of this from their performances. In the very first episode, we talked about They Might Be Giants' answering machine gag, the dial-a-phone, how it was representative of the band's kind of willingness to remix different parts of their performance, how they play with time, how they play with linear media. When they're about to go to break between sets, they play a song backwards. And then after the break, they rewind the video and it plays the song going forwards. But you're listening to kind of a warped and remixed version of it. So I have a 45 here. I want to point out a couple of things. Sapphire Bullets of Pure Love. I also like what they do down at the bottom. Installing and servicing Melody since 1982. They do not miss any chance to be unusual. Same little inscription. So I'm gonna cut. We'll go over to the record player.
This double album has two side A's. The one we're listening to right now is the song played in reverse by the musicians. Now we're gonna flip it over and listen to the other side, which is the song playing frontwards.
Both of them backwards, the one of them, the musicians are playing the sounds and notes backwards, singing the words backwards. And the other side is the reverse of that. And both are kind of warped. You know, you kind of can make out the words, but it sounds like that backmasking from, you know, the panic of a few years back. This is not just about retreating into nostalgia. Because if it were, I'd be kind of, you know, I'd be kind of as much a problem as the folks that want to regress the culture in all sorts of other ways, right? Nostalgia is its own dopamine hit. That doesn't mean I'm not nostalgic about some things. And it certainly doesn't diminish my love for a band that continues to do great work. But like, I don't want to get into the trap of falling into nostalgia. I do think it's worth it to reset and think about what we let into our lives. That's a better approach than nostalgia. So, call to action. This is about pushing back against monopolistic companies that are shaping every experience, that are mediating our lives for us. By mediating, I mean media, getting in the middle of, like, creating media. We all need to escape sometimes. It's kind of baked into us. But take a second and filter it yourself, and understand the trade-offs of what you're getting into. Unplug, seek out something unexpected, go touch some grass. That's it for this week. If you like this episode, do like, subscribe, and share. Sign up for the newsletter at the Unscreamables. Sign up for the newsletter at theunscreamables.com for deeper dives, more recommendations. Next time, to be determined, but I'm sure something fascinating will come across my path. Until then, less algorithm, more rhythm. See you next time.